tip-off to the final horn. Get set for exciting play-by-play on Kirk and online at centralmoinfo.com. We get things started with our pregame show, including a word with the coaches. Let's send it to the gym for basketball on 99 The Captain and centralmoinfo.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the John Q. Hammonds Student Center on the campus of the University of Missouri State. We got Class 1 semifinal action coming your way. The Linn County Mustangs at the Show Me Showdown, first time in 52 years, hoping for a better finish than they had back in 1967, which was a fourth place finish. In order to do that, they're hoping to get by the Jefferson Eagles. Scott Lindsay here alongside with Ben Wittenstein and the Linn County Mustangs. Boy, they have been hot as of late. Three of their last four games, they've had to rally from behind. They did it once again against Wellsville, 55-49 in the state quarterfinals this past Saturday. Meanwhile, for the Jefferson Eagles, they avenged three losses to Mound City, a perennial Class 1 powerhouse earlier this season. They got by them in sectionals, and they defeated undefeated Winston in their quarterfinal, 55-39. And Ben, this should be a very fun matchup.
I agree. I think you're going to have to watch out as Jace White for Linn County, the leading scorer. He's going to be someone who is able to put up points, especially down low, 51%. From the field. And I mean, just looking at both these teams, Linn County clearly the bigger team out of the two, but there's a reason Jefferson is here, and that's simply because of how well they play. They shoot the ball at a 50% clip for the team, and they get to the line pretty often as well. So this is going to be an interesting matchup to see kind of how the two teams feel each other out, with Linn County being the bigger and taller team, but Jefferson City being that shorter team. There's certainly some strengths to being those short, quick teams. Maybe get Linn County into foul trouble, something like that.
The winner will get top-ranked Dora, who defeated St. Elizabeth 80-71 in overtime in the preluding semifinal. We'll take a break on the captain, and you'll hear from the 19th-year head coach Tim Germain and the Jefferson Eagles first, and then you'll hear Linn County Mustang coach Jason White. We're getting ready for the Class 1 semifinals on the captain and centralmoinfo.com.
Wright Funeral Home of Brookfield, a family tradition of trust and dignity, has been serving the Linn County area for 130 years. They provide caring service for you and your loved ones, along with pre-need planning and monuments. The latest information on obituaries is always available online at wright-funeralhome.com, and you can sign up for their email notification program with no personal information required. When it comes to funeral planning, you can trust Wright Funeral Home of Brookfield, proud supporters of the Linn County Mustangs.
Did fall harvest leave your fields with ruts and tracks? Then now is the time to give DQ Precision Planting in Chillicothe a call. A Kelly Diamond Arrow may be exactly what you need to level up those fields and manage some stock and stubble residue. Give George or Kyle a call at 646-2150 or stop in to see about leasing, renting, or buying a 30 or 45 foot diamond arrow. Get your fields in shape for spring, or check them out on the web at dqprecisionplanting.com. The physicians and staff at Pershing Memorial Hospital in Brookfield encourage you to get regular cancer screenings. Early detection is a key step in the fight against cancer and the best prevention. Pershing Memorial Hospital and their clinics are available 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sundays from 1 till 6, staffed by physicians and nurse practitioners, plus they're Medicare and Medicaid certified. Call to schedule your cancer screening appointment with the outpatient department at 660-258-2222.
Feral Gas is your premier propane provider across northern Missouri. The team of local experts at Feral Gas will make sure you've got the propane you need to stay warm this winter. Whether it's for your home, business, or farm, you can rely on Feral Gas to be there when you need them most, with emergency service offered 24/7, 365. So don't miss out on their winter pricing. Give Feral Gas a call today. Feral Gas, proud sponsor of our community's high school athletics.
Nine to Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. We're here at the Hammond Student Center getting ready for the Class 1 semifinals, and it is the Linn County Mustangs taking on the Jefferson Eagles. The longtime coach of the Jefferson Eagles is Tim Germain. They've had a stretch where they've won state titles. Coach, first off, congratulations making it to the Show Me Showdown, your first since 2010. What's it been like up there?
Well, thanks. It's been a lot of excitement. You know, a lot of these kids, pretty young the last time we were able to go down there, but they remembered some of them had siblings on the team, the last team that went down in 2011. So, you know, they remember being down there, but now they're really excited for the opportunity to get down there and play themselves.
Tell me a little bit about just this overall team, how you've gotten to this point, 26-4 on the year.
We've really gotten, you know, just the strength of our team because, you know, we always preach that we don't have to be better individually, we just have to be a better team, and that's been our strength both defensively and offensively is, you know, we just trust each other at a high level. You know, defensively, we really play well together, communicate well. Offensively, we just try to make sure we get a good shot every time down the floor, and you know, our strength has been our balanced scoring that, you know, on certain nights it doesn't, you know, different people are scoring and we've been fortunate to stay really balanced, and they just trust that, you know, if they get their teammate an open shot, they trust that they're going to take that shot and, you know, and be successful taking those shots.
And you talk a little bit about that balance. Four of your starters are all in double figures. What's the key to maintaining that balance and allowing all those people to get involved?
You know, it's just been a case where, you know, different matchups, even within games, you know, it might be one person that scores a little bit and then, you know, their team adjusts a little bit what they're doing and is able to open someone else up. But, you know, it's really just been, like I said, that just a bunch of guys out there who don't really care who scores as long as we're scoring and they're going to make the extra pass to their teammate. And you know, and if they see that one of their teammates has a mismatch, they're going to try to take advantage of that by getting them to basketball. And it just goes back to trusting each other, and I think they do that very well.
Again, Tim Germain, the longtime Jefferson Eagle coach, showing us here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. Talking about your opponent today, that would be the Linn County Mustangs. They're making their first Show Me Showdown appearance here in 52 years. I know you guys have the greater experience. How can you play that to your advantage tonight?
You know, I know that, you know, our school maybe has been down there, but these kids really haven't. And, you know, I know Linn County is a really experienced team with a lot of seniors, and, you know, that's probably to their advantage a little bit. You know, we just have to, you know, we tried to focus on, you know, we got to go down there and, you know, it's about adjusting to the atmosphere and just trying to treat it like another game, which is really hard. And, you know, that'll be a challenge for both teams a little bit, but, you know, I think, you know, we just have to make sure that we, you know, stay focused on the game and not get caught up in the atmosphere and things like that.
And what is one key that Jefferson needs to do in order to beat Linn County and get into the Class 1 title game tomorrow night?
You know, Linn County, they have a lot of, you know, good shooters, good scorers on their team. They rebound it really well. You know, defensively, we're going to have to be really solid defensively to limit to their points because they are hard. You know, they have a lot of guys that can score as well. So they're going to present a big challenge. And then offensively, with a lot of different things they do defensively, we're going to have to, you know, make sure we adjust or make sure we understand what they're doing defensively so that we get a quality shot every time. But, you know, Linn County is a very, very, very good team with a lot of weapons on their end as well.
Tim Germain, Jefferson Eagle coach, joining us here on The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. Coach, really appreciate the time and best luck this afternoon.
Thank you.
And coming up next, we'll catch up with Linn County Mustang coach Jason White. We're getting ready for the Class 1 Boys Semifinals from the Hammond Student Center on The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Brookfield offers affordable, cozy, and comfortable accommodations, and their staff will do their best to make your stay as enjoyable as possible. Martin House Motel offers weekly rates, special discounts on rates, and doesn't charge for children 17 years and under. They offer free wireless high-speed internet, cable TV, and much more. If you're looking for a way to stretch your budget, they can help. That's the Martin House Motel, located at 731 South Main in Brookfield, or call 258-7257 today.
Eisman Homes has been offering quality modular and manufactured homes to north central Missouri and throughout the Midwest for nearly 100 years. From the carpet on the floor to the shingles on the roof, Eisman Homes specializes in giving you just what you're looking for in your next home. They have 9 homes on their lot available to tour, or let Eisman special order the home of your dreams. For more information on quality, affordable homes, think Eisman Homes, just east of Chillicothe on Highway 36.
And CentralMoInfo.com. Linton County Mustangs in their first Show Me Showdown in 52 years. And today they get to take on the Jefferson Eagles in the Class 1 semifinals. Jace White is the head coach of the Linton County Mustangs. All right, Coach, obviously a very big week for you guys, making it back down to Springfield at this Show Me Showdown. How have you guys been approaching this week?
Well, I mean, we just, you know, get a little bit of film on Jefferson. Obviously, they're a great team. And just see where we can find some success within what they like to do defensively and offensively, and just, you know, same way we prepared for the last few games, really just studying them and working on our own stuff, getting to the free throw line and practice and getting a lot of free throws up, because, you know, that's really helped us in a couple of these close games here down the stretch. But no.
Welcome back. We're underway here. The Class 1 semifinal. Linton County in the home white uniforms with the red numbers, black trim. Jefferson in the road, royal blue uniforms, and the yellow numbers. Go through starting five in just a moment. Jefferson, right to left on your radio dial at the top of the key. This is Colby Stola Jr. on the left wing for Stephen Chore. Now right wing, catch and release. Hitting the three is Colby Stoll. Starting five, Stephen Chore. Colby Stoll, Nathan Germain, Chase Farnan, and Clayton Merrigan for the 26-4 Jefferson Mustangs. For Linton County, it's Michael O'Kane, Jace White, Cade Ford, Chadley Waltz, and Caleb Schreiner. So O'Kane will try and inbound it, deflect that by Jefferson.
Interesting thing, Scott, with Jefferson is they don't have one dominant scorer. They have three or four guys they rely on to score in double-digit points.
Conference MVP for the Linton County Mustangs is Chase White. He has it at the top of key. Rolls one right wing over to Ward, and he stepped out right in front of us on the right wing. 3-0. Jefferson with the lead.
And we saw Jefferson shoot a three-point shot pretty quickly after the tip, and that's going to be something they're going to have to do to win, because they're not going to out-muscle or out-size Linton County down low. If their three-point shot's falling, they got a good shot.
On the right corner, trying and tricking down a three is Nathan Germain. He was a unanimous 275 all-conference player. And now for Linton County. Here is Schreiner now over to Jace White. Calls out one. Right side for Ward. Back up top to O'Kane. Looking for a ball screen. Now back right wing. Ward on the wing. Wants to get to Waltz on the inside. Lobs it in. Spins. Bounces over to Schreiner. Back over to Waltz. On the double team. His shot is denied by the 6'6 Farnan. And the putback, he won't fall either.
Yeah, the defense by Jefferson out of the start of this game has been tremendous. They've been physical, not too physical. And they seem to know where Linton County wants to go with the ball. And they've been trying to pry him away from something they're comfortable with.
They love attacking on the inside, this Linton County Mustang team. Over on the left baseline, here's Farnan back out over to Stoll, trying to roll it around. Three sets for Clayton Merrigan. Right wing, now over to Chore. Now they'll feed it inside. Germain, the turnaround too.
Feeding their own game right now, working on the outside and forcing it in. Outside in game, not really Jefferson's game at this point, but it's working.
8-0 run to start things out. A lot of balance in this Jefferson squad. Four players in double digits per scoring. Here's White from the left elbow. Now comes near wing for Ward. Skates to travel, looks, tries to dribble, gets a screen through Waltz. Now onto the right wing. Now high post. Turnaround two. Jace White, too strong. Merrigan grabs it. He sprints up the right wing. Now into the paint. Lays in the two, and it goes in and out. And now White on the rebound, and he got pushed from behind by Clayton Merrigan. That's the first foul for the 6'2 junior.
It almost seemed like an invisible hand just pushed it out of the rim. That was hanging on there for a good 2 seconds and then fell out.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be 10-0 there.
Oh, man, yeah, that was an easy layup that he just didn't put enough mustard under.
So, for Jace White at the top. I'm asked down low, trying to get it in Barola, and it's blocked. Chase Farnan the other way, right side. Chore, the two, it's in. 10-0 lead for Jefferson.
And we're seeing Jefferson spread out the scoring as well. It hasn't just been one player, which makes it so much more difficult for the defense for Linton County to focus on.
Here's Cody Merle just in the game for Linn County. We'll be seeing these 6 foot Mustangs for a majority of the game. O'Kane from the left wing tries to maneuver around a pair of Eagles, and it will be off of a foot and out. And a timeout called by Linn County. 10-0. We'll be back on the Captain, CentralMillInfo.com.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, students, and coaches of the Linn County R1 School District are proud of the dedication and perseverance the Linn County Mustangs show both on the basketball court and in the classroom. The Linn County Mustang fans are proud of the accomplishments of their student athletes, whether it's through academics, athletics, musical, or artistic talents. For more information about Linn County R1 School District, visit them online at www.linnr1.k12.mo.us. Go Mustangs!
Regional Radio would like to thank the Helm Street Inn, Linn County Title, Wright Funeral Home, Martin House Motel, Pershing Health Systems, all of Brookfield, for making this Linn County Jefferson Class 1 semifinal broadcast possible. 10-0. Jefferson out front in their eighth Show Me Showdown appearance in school history. Last one was in 2010. It was a third-place finish. At the top of the key, trying to drain the three is Merrigan, the 6'2 junior. Delaying the score of 13.5, and it's White that grabs it on the air side for Linn County. Left right on your radio dial. Through to triple team, kick out right side. Merle wants the three, offline to the left. Rebounded by Colby Stoll, the junior. Up the floor to Merrigan. Alley-oop, and they wanted to find the dunk for Jermaine, and now a pump fakes and puts it in. He's got 5. Ward deals the side trap, wants help, finds White. And now a official timeout.
Shoe issue.
And it's a shoelace issue, as you alluded to, by Cody Merle.
It was about as good of a start as Jefferson could have hoped for. 12-0 run in the first half of the first quarter.
I'd say nothing going, and Walt thought about the three and travel called.
Yeah, I mean, Linn County at this point, there's a lot of things they need to settle down on, and I think they're going a little too fast. I think they're looking for that perfect shot. They need to start being a little bit more physical with the ball as well instead of just looking for the open shot. They're the bigger team. They should be getting physical.
One of the things Coach White mentioned in the pregame that we had to unfortunately cut out was it was going to be down to who can make shots because both these teams are going to be stingy defense. And right now, Cute Waltz gets a block. He had 3 of them in the quarterfinal. I think this is what the Mustangs envisioned in the first 4.5 minutes of the semifinal.
And Farman's someone who's averaging 58% from the field. You can't leave him open to those 10-foot jumpers.
Right wing, Wolf's trying to get the first point for Linn County. Cannot connect. Chore gets the rebound on the left wing. A left. And a slammer. Chase Thornton putting it through to Hardwood.
A nice lead pass out to him.
White. Surrounded by 4. Forces one up. He'll go to the line.
And that's what I'm talking about right there, Scott. You need to get the ball inside and just use your physicality to get those fouls called. They haven't been physical, Linn County, on the offensive side. They finally were able to get it in, and White being physical there.
Just
Hi, basketball fans. This is Max Kerno from Max Kerno Chevrolet Buick GMC in Chillicothe. We are proud to support our neighbors to the east, Lynn County R1, for advancing to this round in the state playoffs for the first time in over 50 years.
This is Michael Ball, general manager. Come by and see us while you're out watching games during March Madness. Chevrolet has great deals all month on the all-new 2019 Silverado and 0% for 72 months on select models. If you can't make it in, please visit us at maxcurnochevrolet.com.
Good luck to all the teams this weekend, and go Mustangs!
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This last one, they will try and get it to Colby Stoll, and that is going to go out and back to Lynn County. So White will grab it. Over to O'King. He takes it up to the right wing. Now throws one over to Walsh from the left elbow. Now right at us to Ward. Inside to White, now to Walsh. Wants to pull up. Now he does, and a shot too shy. Now on the rebound, White is blocked from behind. Looks like that's Merrigan again. Now hustling up to the right wing. Colby Stoll trying to get a turnaround to Garnett. Houston man along with lanky arms. Reaches and flexes it out midair. Now on the right wing. White dispatches a three off the back. Rebounded. Jermaine, the son of the head coach, Tim Jermaine. Now over to Stoll. From the left wing. Steps out. Looks for a box out. Nothing available. Resets for Patrick O'Connor. Now bounces it down in for Dalton Luke. In and out. Now right side. O'Connor. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. 19-6 Jefferson. Now out of control. Falling on the right block. Chase Farnan. He's already got 11. And now Lane County coughs it up. White hits it all the way down to Stoll. And in and alone. Can't get the layup. The rebound by Jefferson. Resets for Jermaine. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. To Stoll. He looks around. Throws it to the right wing for Dalton Luke. Back over to Stoll. Plays catch. 12 seconds. Luke. Left side O'Connor. Back over to Dalton Luke. 5 seconds. Stoll drives. Stumbles. He's one up. Travel call. With 0.8 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Basically a full court shot coming up here for Lane County.
Yeah, they're going to need to get one off pretty quickly. But if he made that spinning layup in the lane. That
would have been.
I don't know what else you can do with your Lane County. You can't stop that.
Barnum checking out for Jefferson, getting a little extra breather. And now here is White. And that's going to be thrown down the court by Ward. Well off the mark. All Jefferson in the opening quarter. 21-6 over Lane County. The captain, CentralMofo.com.
Buying a home or land is the biggest investment most people will make in their lifetime. Because of all the laws involved in these major purchases, you need someone you can trust to handle your title interests. That's when you call Lynn County Title LLC in Brookfield. They will guide you through your purchase and make sure you're covered. Visit Lynn County Title at 116 North Main Street or call 660-258-2260. And Jamie, Barbara, or Wanda will assist you in all your title needs. Lynn County Title, a proud supporter of the Lynn County Mustangs.
Did fall harvest leave your fields with ruts and tracks? Then now is the time to give DQ Precision Planting in Chillicothe a call. A Kelly Diamond Arrow may be exactly what you need to level up those fields and manage some stock and stubble residue. Give George or Kyle a call at 646-2150 or stop in to see about leasing, renting, or buying a 30 or 45-foot Diamond Arrow and get your fields in shape for spring or check them out on the web at dqprecisionplanting.com.
Six in favor of the Jefferson Eagles. State lead. 26-4 on the year. Looking ahead to the Class 1 title game of the date with Dora. Lynn County with the ball, left to right on your radio dial on the start of the second quarter with the Mustang green trim around the Lynn County letters. At the top, here's Cade Ward on the left wing for Merle. Back around to O'Kane. They'll reset the offense. Now here's O'Kane just inside the arc and buries the two. His first points on the evening. It's now 21-8 in favor of Jefferson. At the top, here's Stephen Shore. They're in the Royal Blue Road uniforms with the gold numbers and letter. Gold trim on the side. Now inside. The two. Barnett will go to the line. Already with 11.
And honestly, if Lynn County does start coming back, if you're Jefferson, you're just going to want to go down to him and continue to just throw it inside because it's an easy call for the officials to make. That's going to be the issue, is just trying to figure out how to defend Farman down low because he's just so big. He attracts so much attention.
First shot will go for Farnan. And we have a sub checking in, and it looks like it'll be Kobe Stoll into the game. He'll check in for Dalton Luke. Barnett unanimous, first team, 275. Anchors that backside to defense, and he's hard to score as soon as he gets on the inside. And that was one of the things Coach Jermaine warned us, and boy, he's delivered so far.
Yeah, he's had a tremendous game. He's lanky, but he's tall.
Lynn County trying to slow the tempo down a little bit. Here's White over to Waltz. Now left wing for Cody Merle. Now give and go. White, his shot a little too strong. And Waltz is on the other side to clean up. 23-10. Right side. Dalton Luke. The junior averaging about 7. Back up top here is Chore. Looked. Bounce pass down low to Merrigan. Now dishes right side for Jermaine. Now top of the key. Luke's three is offline right. Rushing up the floor. Left side is Cade Ward. Has Merle on the near wing. If he wants, he'll just take it on to the baseline. Kick out. Left corner. White releases in. Knocks down to three.
And they need some trigger to be able to get excited and get the energy going. I think that was it. And let's see if they can take that energy into this after the break.
30-second timeout by Jefferson. It's 23-13 on the captain at CentralMoInfo.com.
Are you hungry? Well, get over to the Helm Street Inn in Brookfield for fantastic food. Come in on Mondays and find out why everyone is raving about their all-you-can-eat wings. Or stop by on Thursdays for all-you-can-eat boiled shrimp. They also have delicious weekly lunch specials. Enjoy a mouth-watering down-home breakfast on Saturday and Sunday. Helm Street Inn of Brookfield is open from 6 a.m. until 1 a.m. daily and is conveniently located at 107 West Helm Street. Mick, Susie, and the staff at the Helm Street Inn are proud supporters of the Lynn County Mustangs.
.23-13. Jefferson with the lead with 6:15 to go here in the first quarter over Lynn County. A little bit of life shown by the Mustangs as they're now only down by 10 on the left wing. This is Stephen Chore, tries to attack, drops it over to Farnan. Now around to the top of the key for Colby Stoll. Stoll finds Jermaine, tries to pivot inside, goes over to Farnan on the wing, down to the baseline, trying to get back to Farnan, and Ward with the steal. Up the floor he goes. Trying to come across. No one there. Chore the other way. 2-on-1. Drops it off for Colby Stoll.
Someone got a hand on that ball as well, and Stoll was able to bring it up and through the contact. That was a pretty strong move.
Right corner. Here is White. Releases a three. Falls to the deck. Gain as too shy. Scrum for it. Waltz on the putback. He's got 6. 25-15 Jefferson. 5:13 to go here and a half. Right wing. Releasing the three. A little too strong by Stephen Shore. On the right side, here's Ward. Cuts in. Splits everyone. Now White trying to help out. And a It will go to Jefferson. Not a fan of that.
He was trying to take it. Yeah, he was trying to play the hero there, going a little too fast. But I don't blame him for it. You're down 10. You have to get some kickstart going. He was just a little ahead of himself there, a little too fast.
Steven Shore now to Farnett. His shot blocked by White, but they find one down low. And on the other side, waiting for it is Clayton Merrigan.
It just seems like everything is falling for Jefferson right now. They got the block. Lynn County gets the block. It falls into the hands of Jefferson, and they're wide open down low.
White over to Waltz. They play catch. Now near Wayne Ward. Now attacking is Waltz. Travel. And we'll see Dalton Lucan for Jefferson.
And those are the type of things you can't afford if you're Lynn County. It goes without saying, but you just can't have any of those bad, dumb turnovers in situations like this where you're down 12 and you've been trying to work your way back the whole game.
Jefferson's defending to cross pass really well in this game.
Yeah, they've got active hands.
Here's Merrigan, banks one off the high glass from the charity stripe.
And again, that's how you just know everything is going your way. You're banking a jump shot from the free throw line. See that about once every year.
Yeah, probably more than that, but 29-15 is lead for Jefferson. Drops it on up the war. Need the three, right wing. Got it! Kay Ward on the board.
And that time, Lincoln County working inside out, moving the ball well.
Something they do really well is that inside-out gain. And now here's Farnan. His shot will go over. He'll take two. Foul called. I believe this is going to be on White.
That is third. Oh, no. That's not good for Lynn County at all.
He has such an impact on the floor, Jace White. If he's not in there, he applies himself in the game, and he helps make other things happen on the floor. And Jason White said that's probably one of the last guys he wants to see come off. And Schreiner will check in. Assume White will come out. Yes, he will. Farnan's made the first. We'll try and make this a 31-18 lead for Jefferson if it's good with the second. He does just that. Press shown by the Eagles. We'll throw it over to Waltz across the timeline, left wing. He's surrounded by three. He looks around, wants some help from O'Kane, grabs it. He's got a lane, takes it off the double team, takes it to the house.
It was a good, aggressive move by O'Kane. And he was moving well in open space, too. And his teammates found it, credit to them. He knew what to do with it when he got it.
Chore and Stoll, late catch. Now it's Luke on the right wing. Now to Merrigan through double team. Kick out right side. Jermaine releases and knocks down another three.
Yeah, he was wide open. It was nice ball movement. Jefferson just kind of lulling Lynn County inside more and more, and they kicked it out quickly. He was wide open.
Now Merle for Lynn County, Odor to O'Kane. Now to Waltz. He's at the top. Tries to pivot in. Spin move through two, and a foul called. Waltz to the line. That's more the Chadley Waltz we're needing to see for Lynn County.
Yeah, the aggressive one inside and taking the initiative, especially with Jace White out now. They need someone to take control of this offense.
Waltz could be a guy that can do it. It's 22 points in a district championship game against La Plata a couple weeks ago. Makes the first, and he'll go two for two. He's also a first-team all-conferencer. Top of key, here's Steve Chore. Now on the left side. A little dark pass inside. Merrigan trying to kick it out, and O'Kane read it. Cross Bearcat logo. Now on the right elbow, back up top, here's Merle. O'Kane. He attacks on the left wing, out to Ward, left side, now over to Waltz. He gets a screen through Schreiner, back out, over to Merle. Merle is stripped, Waltz there to bail him on the double team, and he lunges in, or walk.
That was a good call by the officials. It's hard to really see his feet because of how many people are inside the lane, but he tried to turn himself awkwardly, and he moved his feet a little too much.
34-22, Jefferson leading Lynn County, 2:10 to go here in the second. Stephen Chore at the top. For the Eagles. Slices in. Bounce pass. Left wing on the baseline. And it is a little over by Barnum. O'Kane. Can they cut it down into single digits with a three from Ward? It's a little long. Barnum. Over to Jermaine. He crosses the timeline as Lynn goes man-to-man. Now they find a soft spot in the high post. Marion buries it.
And the high post has really been the reason Jefferson City's been so good. Jefferson's been so good. They've been hitting their shots really well, and they've been left open.
O'Kane's three, a little too shy, and the Eagles will just let this one go, and we'll take it back. Wood County likes to run a lot of triangle, too. That's one of their breads and butters defensively. Haven't seen much of that. It's been a lot of man-to-man.
I mean, Jefferson's done a great job defensively forcing Lane County out of their comfort zone, and I think it's worked here in the first half.
They go man-to-man again as here's Chore. Now on to Chase Farnan. With a minute to go here in the half. 36-22 and make it 39-22. Everything's going in for Jefferson.
I was about to say I really like the defensive change to man-to-man, but they're sagging off of them a little too much from the perimeter.
Waltz is two. Too strong. Gets his own rebound. One more try, and it's denied by Barnett. American will grab the jump. It's Jefferson's.
And another thing that you notice here, and this is really how you notice which team has the advantage at this point in the game, is Lynn County is really fighting for every single one of their baskets. They have to work and exert as much energy as they possibly can on the offensive side of the ball. For Jefferson, they have really exerted not a ton of effort to get their shots up and to make baskets. It's a really smooth offensive system that they're running right now. They're getting their guys open, and it's pretty effortless at this point. It's really just a good juxtaposition to see which team is just having an easier time getting their shots and hitting baskets, and that's why Jefferson's up so much at this point.
There's a lot of unselfishness, Tim Germain mentioned, about this Jefferson team. They don't care who the leading scorer is. As long as they have the most points by the end of the night, that's what counts. And that's how they've gotten to this Class 1 semifinal this year. 10 seconds to go. Jefferson has the ball. From the right wing. Now Lacombe over left side. Open. Chore trying to put an exclamation point on the half. And now it's a rebound. 5 seconds now up the floor. Merle, and he tries to tip it. Out of time. 39-22. The Jefferson Eagles with the lead in the Class 1 semifinals after 16 minutes of play. Take a break. Take a look at some of your first half stats. Coming up next on The Captain at CentralMoInfo.com.
MFA AgriService in Browning is there to help you improve your farming operation while lowering your input costs. They provide quality products such as fertilizer, crop protection chemicals, seed, as well as custom apply chemicals, fertilizer, and anhydrous. MFA AgriService in Browning knows that when spring finally arrives and field work starts, everyone will be hustling this season. The Lynn County Mustangs have already proven that hustling and hard work can lead to a successful season. Everyone at MFA AgriService in Browning commends you on your success thus far and wish you success in the state playoffs.
The physicians and staff at Pershing Memorial Hospital in Brookfield encourage you to get regular cancer screenings. Early detection is a key step in the fight against cancer and the best prevention. Pershing Memorial Hospital and their clinics are available 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sundays from 1 till 6. Staffed by physicians and nurse practitioners, plus they're Medicare and Medicaid certified. Call to schedule your cancer screening appointment with the outpatient department at 660-258-2222.
Regional Missouri Bank is truly committed to our area farmers. We've been lending money to our rural neighbors for decades.
If you're confused and frustrated by ever-changing market conditions and fluctuating commodity prices, choose a lender who isn't just a bank.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we understand that financial flexibility is the key to your success.
Find out how we can help. Talk to Regional Missouri Bank Ag Specialist today in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keysville, Glasgow, and Paris.
Offer of credit subject to credit approval. Regional Missouri Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representing several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
To last 75 years, you must be doing things right. And at Side & Stricker's, we're known for treating our customers right by being by your side. What started with Ralph Side & Stricker opening his first dealership in 1944 has grown into 13 locally owned and operated John Deere stores across Missouri. We're by your side with equipment, parts, and service to help you get your job done right. Come visit any Side & Stricker location so we can thank you for being by our side for 75 years.
.39-22, Jefferson with the lead on KIRK, making it online at centralmoinfo.com as they lead the Linn County Mustangs. As we take a look at some of your first half numbers, Chase Farnan, what a half he had. 14 points for the Jefferson Eagles as he went 5-for-6 from the line. Clayton Merrigan with a total of 6, Nathan Germain with 8, Colby Soule with 5, Stephen Chore with 5 as well. For Linn County, Chadley Waltz leads the way with 8. Chase White with 7, Michael O'Kane with a total of 4. That's 22 points. And we talked about this Jefferson balance was going to be something to keep an eye on. And, boy, it's really delivered.
Yeah, it's allowed them to score in bunches and pretty easily. 39-22, it seems like every basket they've gotten, Scott, has just been an easy basket. Their offense has been flowing well, and they've done a great job getting to the open guys, too. They're not really forcing any bad shots. They're finding the open player, and he's hitting down their shots. That's really all it's come down to for Jefferson at this point.
So, Linn County, we talked about, you mentioned a lot of the times, tough shots usually indicates which team has been the better. Obviously, you've had Linn County's had a lot of tough shots. So, how do they make some of these shots easier?
It's tough because Jefferson is playing such tight defense. They're having active hands. As you said, some of the crossing passes that Linn has made have been taken away by Jefferson's aggressive defense. So I think you need to go to Jace White. You have to start with the guy who leads your team in scoring. He gets more than 20 points a game. You have to just run your offense through him at this point. There really is no opportunity to get cute, to get fancy, do anything like that. You're down 17 points. You need to go with the guy that scores the most points on your team. Run the offense through him. See what he can do by himself. Try to move him into a position to get him successful. Set some off-ball screens for him. Run him on top of the key. Get him down low. He was so good in that first quarter when Linn County looked like they were going to make a run to get the foul. He was playing aggressive down low. So if they can get him in an open spot, get him in a spot to succeed, I think they can start to tilt the seesaw back in their favor.
We'll have more on our halftime coming up on The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com.
Feral Gas is your premier propane provider across northern Missouri. The team of local experts at Feral Gas will make sure you've got the propane you need to stay warm this winter. Whether it's for your home, business, or farm, you can rely on Feral Gas to be there when you need them most, with emergency service offered 24/7, 365. So don't miss out on their winter pricing. Give Feral Gas a call today. Feral Gas, proud sponsor of our community's high school athletics.
Hi, basketball fans. This is Max Kerno from Max Kerno Chevrolet Buick GMC in Chillicothe. We are proud to support our neighbors of the East, Linn County R1, for advancing to this round in the state playoffs for the first time in over 50 years.
This is Michael Ball, general manager. Come by and see us while you're out watching games during March Madness. Chevrolet has great deals all month on the all-new 2019 Silverado and 0% for 72 months on select models. If you can't make it in, please visit us at maxcurnochevrolet.com.
Good luck to all the teams this weekend, and go Mustangs!
Quick look at our other Class 1 semifinal later tonight. It is the Community Lady Trojans taking on the Stanberry Bulldogs. And this is a 3-5 matchup, according to the coaches' polls. Community has had a sensational year, making their first ever Show Me Showdown appearance, 26-2 on the year. And it's going to be Natalie Thomas going up against one of the better players in the state, and Stanberry's Lily Osborne, who each are averaging about 17 or so points a game. Take a break. Go on to CaptainCentralMoInfo.com. Second half between Jefferson and Linn County is up next.
Buying a home or land is the biggest investment most people will make in their lifetime. Because of all the laws involved in these major purchases, you need someone you can trust to handle your title interests. That's when you call Linn County Title LLC in Brookfield. They will guide you through your purchase and make sure you're covered. Visit Linn County Title at 116 North Main Street or call 660-258-2260. And Jamie, Barbara, or Wanda will assist you in all your title needs. Linn County Title, a proud supporter of the Linn County Mustangs. Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
Are you looking for a place to stay? The Martin House Motel in Brookfield offers affordable, cozy, and comfortable accommodations, and their staff will do their best to make your stay as enjoyable as possible. Martin House Motel offers weekly rates, special discounts on rates, and doesn't charge for children 17 years and under. They offer free wireless high-speed internet, cable TV, and much more. If you're looking for a way to stretch your budget, they can help. That's the Martin House Motel, located at 731 South Main in Brookfield, or call 258-7257 today.
Like to thank some more sponsors for making this Linn County Jefferson semifinal possible. That's Iceman Homes, DQ Precision, Playing and Tillage, Max Kernow Chevrolet, all of Chillicothe, Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan, the Linn County R1 School District, Barrel Gas in Northern Missouri, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris, MFA Agri Services of Browning, First Missouri Bank of Brookfield, Kearney, Eagleville, Ridgeway, and North Kansas City, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Moberly Area Community College of Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, Macon, and Science Tracker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. 39-22, the lead for Jefferson. Linn County will have the ball to start things out on the near side of the court. Home white uniforms with the red numbers and the green trim surrounding at Jefferson and the royal blue roads with the yellow numbers and letters. Chase White will take it. 8 minutes up on the third quarter. And the second half is underway, as the Mustangs have some work to do, trailing by 17.
Yeah, Linn County needs to start this half as best they can.
And here is Chadley Waltz inside for a two, and that it is a good start. Now a 10. Now on the left wing, Merrigan curls in. His floater will battle in.
I mean, Harmon's so good at that. He's so good at sneaking behind the defense, which you think would be impossible because of his height. But that Jefferson impact game brings the defense up, allows him to come back.
They've deployed a trap, and it goes off Linn County foot out and back to Jefferson. Here's Stephen Shore, now over to the right wing. And a three. Nathan Germain. Jefferson picking up right where they left off. Now a 20-point lead. White, his shot offline to the left, and that'll be deflected out, and White takes a spill onto the deck.
Yeah, you don't normally see 20-point games in the state semifinal.
No.
But right now, I mean, they've played really well, and they've continued it into the second half. That was going to be important to see how this game was going to go.
This is a Linn County team that finished third in the Tri-North this year behind Green City and La Plata. They've had one heck of a run, and a lot of it is because they've been healthy. That's why they finished third. They didn't have Cody Merle for a portion of the season, as well as O'Kane, as well as Chadley Waltz at one point. They finally got healthy right at district time, and we finally got to see what this Linn County team could do. But right now, it's been no match for Jefferson as they deploy a trap onto the right wing. Now Waltz to O'Kane, top of the key, three, bang, with 7 points. Went 744 the other way, and falling back and pinned the layup was Nathan Germain.
Also, something that makes a big difference, Jefferson has played 30 games this season. Linn County's only played 22, and that's because of the weather.
They've had some snowy days up in northwestern Missouri. It's about a 4.5-hour drive from the Jefferson School District up in northwest Missouri. Right side, three, good. Cade Ward trying to hit the three ball to get back into it. Down by 16 is Linn County. Left wing, Germain. Now back over to Farnan. Resets for Chore. Chore looks around. Wants to come across, can't do so. He's guarded by O'Kane. Now looks like they've adjusted to the triangle too. Now on the right side, a two. Won't fall for Farnan. Waltz up the right side. He takes a tumble, and he was pushed off the ball. Foul called on Jefferson. This will belong to Kobe Stoll.
Linn County chipping away just a little bit. Now down 16. They can bring it back down even more. But the problem is, Scott, they just have to be consistent with their scoring. They can't go on that 5-6-0 run and then turn around and give up a 6-0 run on defense. They have to be consistent with their scoring here if they want to have a shot to get back.
Right side, Ward. Baseline two will go in. Now they're starting to see a little more consistency, which you just alluded to. Top, here's Merrigan. Throws it right wing for Dalton Luke. Trying to negotiate around O'Kane. Does. Whoops, with the block, they call a foul. They said it's going to be on the O'Kane on the back. And that will be this junior's first. That's a tough one there if you're O'Kane, because Waltz was in position.
He was. And he just got him with the body a little bit.
Dalton Lucas, 70% free throw shooter, and makes the first one.
And this hasn't been that physical of a game so far, but you'd have to guess that they're going to be calling some of these bump fouls to the rack.
He goes 2-for-2, 48-32. Jefferson with the lead, 4-4 to go here in the third. At the top, here's White. Tries to go through a flock of Eagles. That goes over the rim and into the hands on the other side by Germain. He stepped out back to Linn County.
And that's what Linn County needs to do. They have to go to White. White is aggressive. He lowered his shoulder, lowered his head, and took it to the basket. That normally could end on a foul. He didn't get it there, but Linn County still has the ball.
White to Waltz. His shot blocked. Guess who? Chase Farnan grabs the rebound. Right side, Stephen Shore hustles up to the floor, trying to go through. He gets stripped. Travel. Back to Linn County. There's a Jefferson Eagle getting his right ankle taped on the far side of the bench. I think that's Colby Stoll. Keep an eye on that as O'Kane, off balance three at the top, was offline right. Barnan grabs it to Merrigan. He's 6'2 junior, dishes it over to 5'11 senior Nathan Germain. Now to Luke. Drives, pulls up on the right wing, and that is corralled by Merle to O'Kane. Across the timeline he goes. looks right. Now up top, left side, trying to dribble it. Nothing there for O'Kane. Once the screen's through wide, now releases to White. To Murrell, looks left, back up, resets White. O'Kane trying to box out, set something up. Nothing there. Murrell kick out, pumps, White top the key. Three, need it, got it. Second triple of the game for Jace White. Timeout, Jefferson, 3:16 to go in the third quarter, 48-35. We'll be back on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com.
MFA AgriService in Browning is there to help you improve your farming operation while lowering your input costs. They provide quality products such as fertilizer, crop protection chemicals, seed, as well as custom apply chemicals, fertilizer, and anhydrous. MFA AgriService in Browning knows that when spring finally arrives and field work starts, everyone will be hustling this season. The Linn County Mustangs have already proven that hustling and hard work can lead to a successful season. Everyone at MFA AgriService in Browning commends you on your success thus far and wish you success in the state playoffs.
The physicians and staff at Pershing Memorial Hospital in Brookfield encourage you to get regular cancer screenings. Early detection is a key step in the fight against cancer and the best prevention. Pershing Memorial Hospital and their clinics are available 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sundays from 1 till 6, staffed by physicians and nurse practitioners, plus they're Medicare and Medicaid certified. Call to schedule your cancer screening appointment with the outpatient department at 660-258-2222.
Jefferson with the lead over Linn County in the Class 1 boys semifinal. 3:16 to go here in the third quarter. Winner will get Dora in the Class 1 title game tomorrow night. They defeat St. Elizabeth 80-71 in overtime in a game where, as Farnham makes a right block layup, St. Elizabeth tried clawing back like three or four times in this game and managed to get it in overtime. But Dora has a really good Class 1 team, I'll tell you that right now. Regardless, whoever, whether it be Linn County or Jefferson, they will have their hands full tomorrow. On the left wing, here is Jace White. Takes it down to the baseline and a tumble. And I believe it will be a foul called on Jefferson for a trip. Referee makes his way to the scorer's table. Indicates it is a foul on Clayton Merrigan. That'll be his third. Stole back into the game after getting that right ankle taped up. He'll check in for Dalton Luke. Now on the left wing, three try by White won't go. Easy rebound for Chase Farn. He just had to get the hands out and grab it.
Yep. Easy rebound for him at 6'6".
Don't you just hate that when you're like 5'10 like me and you got to work for it and then you got the 6'6 guy as Merrigan tries to get the layup. He'll go to the line and then you're just like, oh, great. I got the 6'6 guy and just grab it.
It's
worst feeling in the world. Chadley Waltz picks up his second foul in the act of shooting. Merrigan will take two. None of these Jefferson Eagles have committed to colleges yet, as Merrigan will make the first, although Tim Germain believes that some of them might. Nathan, his son, is considering it, but has kept his options open. The layup will, or the two will not go for Merrigan on a second try. Waltz will grab it. 51-35, 2:15 to go here in the third. Jefferson on top. Here's O'Kane. Rolls one up to the rim. That was a nice move, but it is blocked. No! A bucket by Chandler Waltz. Draws the foul and one coming. 4-6-4 senior.
Nice move. He had his positioning well to get that rebound. And going through the contact. Now, can this momentum help swing Linn County to get some more points? The key is here is can they play defense on the other end and stop leaving some of these Jefferson shooters open?
Or how about some offensive rebounds? Jace White with the two.
He's hobbling up the court. He landed on his ankle wrong. Hopefully he's able to stay in the game because that would be a huge loss for Linn County if he had to come out.
He already has three fouls as well, so you have to be careful out there, and that's going to go off a Linn County foot. That would be Waltz, and we'll keep an eye on Jace White. Trying to walk it off. Referee asks if he's all right. He says, yep, let's play. Bounce pass down low, and they get it to Farnan, who has to just throw it at the rim.
Yeah, White clearly is still hobbling up the court. He is not 100% right now. See if Linn County goes to someone else.
They will. Murrell left wing, three, doesn't go. Waltz trying to get the rebound. Instead, it's Colby Stoll. And now they will run up the floor. Now White draws the block. Now a nice spin move by Merrigan. Offensive rebound. They'll kick it out and reset. Patrick O'Connor. Center near Wayne Germain. Now down low and to Scott Lunte.
Nice catch.
Like referencing myself in the third person there.
It's a nice catch right there. Got to always be aware, courtside.
At least I got that assertiveness, knowing getting in a moment, not looking down at a monitor or anything like that, and get collecting glasses. So,
broadcasting and still calling the game. 2-for-1 with Scott.
Here's the turnaround two, and Farnan will miss the layup up the right wing. Here's Chadley Waltz. His two banks it off the rim, and that will not fall. Dalton Luke the rebound for Jefferson. He will get fouled on the way down. I believe that's going to be a hack on Murrell. No, it's on Waltz. That's his third.
And again, this is one of those times where we saw Lynn County have the energy, have the aggressiveness to score a couple points, and they can't do it on the defensive side.
Here is Merrigan inside, now back out. Keep trying to pass to me for some odd reason. On the left wing, here's Chore at the top. Attacks. Rolls one on the right side. Farner. And that's something you can't do, but they still somehow get it. Luke came out of the scrum and got it back to the top. Here is Stoll. Left side. Drives for the top. Stoll's three off the assist from Merrigan and rebounded by Waltz. 33 seconds to go here in the third. 53-39. Jefferson still on top, and stepping out was White. Looks like that ankle is starting to settle down a little bit.
Yeah, he seems to be walking more normal now, but the offense still a bit hobbled as they really can't get anything going consistently. They're struggling with those offensive rebounds as well, and Jefferson has just played a full-rounded game so far this afternoon.
Twenty seconds to go in the third. Jefferson, barring a jump, will have the ball to start the fourth. Here's Steven Chore from the left elbow. Back out, now back in. 5 second count.
And there's some good Lynn County defense. Again, they're clapping their hands, trying to get some energy back. They just need to translate it to the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball equally here.
Boy, would a three be huge here to end the quarter.
Yeah.
White had a three at the buzzer at the end of third quarter in the quarterfinal. Does he have some magic again at the top? This time it's a little short at the top of the key. 53-39. Jefferson's 8 minutes away from a trip to the Class 1 title game. On the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Did fall harvest leave your fields with ruts and tracks? Then now is the time to give DQ Precision Planting in Chillicothe a call. A Kelly Diamond Arrow may be exactly what you need to level up those fields and manage some stock and stubble residue. Give George or Kyle a call at 646-2150 or stop in to see about leasing, renting, or buying a 30 or 45-foot Diamond Arrow and get your fields in shape for spring, or check them out on the web at dqprecisionplanting.com.
Eight minutes up on the clock for the fourth quarter, 53-39. Jefferson leads Lynn County as they try to meet Dora in the Class 1 title game tomorrow evening. They'll try and bounce one, and Waltz read it. Steals it on the left side. 3-on-1, Lynn with numbers. O'Kane pumps in, knocks the two down.
That's how you want to start this quarter, Lynn County. Use that energy. Continue it on the defensive side. Force a turnover here. Get some open space. Get a breakaway.
Is there another rally in the Mustangs? Down low, turnaround. Barnan, one more try. A big bucket. And it's been all Chase Barnan.
Yep, that's where Jefferson's going to have the advantage. If you smell a Lynn County run coming, just get it inside to Farnan. An easy turnaround for him. He even got his own rebound off the first miss just because he's so tall. Lynn County just does not have the size to go up against him.
And one is good. That's a poor foul by Waltz. He's their biggest player. So you talk about just the size advantage they have. You're losing your tallest man in the process to four fouls. It'll be Caleb Schreiner that will check in his place. There's O'Kane now over to White. Trying to get it back to O'Kane. One man takes a spill down, and now White, top keeper, he doesn't go. Taken by Chore. He comes to the top, rolls it over to Stoll. Stoll to the near wing for Chore. Chore pops it in. Farnan can't stop him.
That's what they're going to just go to continually down the stretch here in the fourth. If you can't stop him, just continue to go to him. Got 23 right now. Unbelievable.
Right wing, three. Ward can't hit. And another rebound. Farnan will slow things down. To Stoll. Right side. To Chore. Chore harassed by White. Gets it in. Now they'll lob one. Trying to find Farnan. And this time he got the triple team. And taken away by Merle. And he got tripped up in stride. And it looks like this will be a foul on Merrigan. Here's a lot of respect for Chase Farnan, the 6'6 junior. By head coach Jason White saying it was going to be one of the guys they would have to slow down. Yeah. Second leading scorer with 12 a game. I don't know how many rebounds he's had. He's definitely had more than seven, which is what his average is. In that first half, he only had two, but he's had a lot more in the second. Here's White at the top for Lynn. Releases a three. Too shy. Rebounded by Waltz. He's back into the game. Will they play a little offense defense with Waltz? Is the question. Merle can't get it to go. Waltz one more time. And he'll go for two. You only see one of those buckets to go in.
You do. You need something to trigger that continued energy because Lynn County at this point, they've been struggling the whole game. They've been playing from behind the entire game. That is going to wear you down as a team. You need that continual injection of energy.
He goes two for two, that being Chadley Waltz. A partial press, Lynn County giving them the tie line. Almost losing it was Stoll, travel. Lynn County gets it back. O'Kane will give it to Ward on the inbound from their own baseline. Kane right side now cuts in, pumps, spins, back out. Waltz takes a step back and tries to get the three. That looked like that was to the right. Might have pushed that stroke a little bit. Short now for Luke and a timeout for Jefferson. 58-43, 5:22 to go. Jefferson on top on the captain, CentralMoFo.com.
Are you hungry? Well, get over to the Helm Street Inn in Brookfield for fantastic food. Come in on Mondays and find out why everyone is raving about their all-you-can-eat wings. Or stop by on Thursdays for all-you-can-eat boiled shrimp. They also have delicious weekly lunch specials. Enjoy a mouth-watering down-home breakfast on Saturday and Sunday. Helm Street Inn of Brookfield is open from 6 a.m. until 1 a.m. daily and is conveniently located at 107 West Helm Street. Mick, Susie, and the staff at the Helm Street Inn are proud supporters of the Lynn County Mustangs.
.522 to go here in the fourth quarter as the Mustangs of Lynn County trying to pry their way back into this last one semifinal against the Jefferson Eagles. They lob one right over to Farnan one-on-one. You are not going to win that matchup.
He's too good. He's too tall. I mean, I don't really know what Lynn County can do other than just intentionally foul him every time.
They've only fouled him or have four fouls, so you might as well try it, except you can't do it if you're Walter White. You need one of the others to do it. White, high post right side, banks it in.
See if he can get hot. 5 minutes, 15 points. If he can get hot, Lynn County can make a nice run here in the last five.
He has the capability of taking over a game. He's already done it a couple times. He gets screened off the ball as Chore finds some space on the right wing. Now to Farnan. Inside. Chore to the rim, and White gets blocked. Maybe this is the start of something. Waltz, top. Trying to go coast-to-coast. The reverse layup, not going to go. White pokes it back up top now, and alone. But we stole. His layup is good.
Yeah, Waltz had White wide open on the right side. He just didn't get it off to him.
Now Waltz goes the other way. Layup. Planks off the iron and back out. The air wing, and guess who? Farnan the rebound.
Yeah, another time where he had White open. He just thought he had the lane himself, and he took it.
To the near wing. Here's Stephen Chore. Tries to dribble it. Now finds Chore on the left side from Stoll. Nothing there. And now it's loose at center court. Falling down the floor and a timeout, I believe. Or are they going to get a jump? If it's a timeout, then it'll be Jefferson's. If it's a jump, it'll be Lynn County's. Looks like it'll be Lynn's. They'll clean up the condensation from that scrum. Patrick O'Connor in for Jefferson, as well as Dalton Luke.
And after that tie-up, White slammed the ball on the ground in frustration. He just, it hasn't been his game. He hasn't had the shots that he's wanted. He's just been frustrated, and he slammed it on the ground. The official's giving him a little talking to.
It's been a frustrating game for Lynn County. Ward on the right wing, now over to Ward. Turn around. And White's two is offline left. American going to slow things down from his corner. Finds O'Connor. Foul down low. It's going to be, I believe, on Farnan.
An offensive
push.
Foul, yeah. He was trying to get positioning down low and just a little too aggressive with it.
Lynn County trailing by 17, 62-45. O'Kane at the top, drives, throws one at the rim. Basically trying to do anything to get buckets at this point.
Yeah, they need quick baskets. They need quick baskets.
Merrigan again, O'Kane on him, in the back, to the top, tax out over to Farnan, back to Merrigan. So 2:55 away from a date with Dora. They'll bounce right wing to Farnan and tipped out by Waltz. Waltz is saying, come on, let's go. Let's get that turnover. White guarding O'Connor, trying to get it over in, and now a slip Farnan to the rim, and White grabs the rebound, and Merle is slow to get up, and now we're going to get a time out, and might have gotten hit in the eye.
Either the eye or the head.
They might just check and make sure it's not anything concussion related, I'd have to imagine, because he's caused the whistle. He'll have to come out.
Yeah, he may have gotten elbowed in the head. Looking a little dizzy out there.
Timeout, Lynn County. We'll take it as well on the CaptainCentralMoInfo.com.
Regional Missouri Bank is truly committed to our area farmers. We've been lending money to our rural neighbors for decades.
If you're confused and frustrated by ever-changing market conditions and fluctuating commodity prices, choose a lender who isn't just a bank.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we understand that financial flexibility is the key to your success.
Find out how we can help. Talk to Regional Missouri Bank Ag Specialist today in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keysville, Glasgow, and Paris.
Offer of credit subject to credit approval. Regional Missouri Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, students, and coaches of the Linn County R1 School District are proud of the dedication and perseverance the Linn County Mustangs show both on the basketball court and in the classroom. The Linn County Mustang fans are proud of the accomplishments of their student athletes, whether it's through academics, athletics, musical, or artistic talents. For more information about Linn County R1 School District, visit them online at www.linnr1.k12.mo.us. Go Mustangs!
...62-45, Jefferson with the lead, 2:36 to go into fourth quarter. Linn County trying to avoid a third-place game with St. Elizabeth. Got some work to do, however, in order to not be in that third-place game, as Waltz's two doesn't go. White muscles his way for the putback. He's got 15. Near wing, Stephen Shore. Closed in by White, and he got bumped. That'll be the fourth for Jace White. On the near wing, this is Merrigan. Dribbles around to come up top. Dishes it over to Shore. 2 minutes to go in the fourth. 62-47 Jefferson, and now a little dribble, and now taken by Farnan. Back up top. I think County almost got the takeaway there.
That was a nice behind-the-back dribble. Got White slipping on the floor.
Merrigan now. You have to foul if you're Lynn, but at this point, it's almost kind of moot.
Yeah, you don't want to elongate this loss. I mean, you're down 15 with a minute and a half. Probably not going to come back.
Stephen Shore dishes in, and Luke looking for the exclamation point. And White will grab it. Up the right wing. Through a trap, now Kane. Shakes everyone off, and a travel.
And we talked about it in that first quarter. In the second quarter, just things are not going Linn County's way. Those little things that you need, those calls that you can't have, the bounces, the shots, they're all been going Jefferson's way today.
The Eagles have three state titles in their school history in the boys basketball program, as Tim Germain is in his 19th season. He's the head coach for all three of those state championship runs. They were in 05, 06, and 07. And now Jefferson will clear the benches. O'Connor will check in. Trevor McQueen as well. Trevor McCrary. Levi Birch. And Spencer McQueen.
Levi Birch, 5 feet, 90 pounds. One of the smallest guys to ever play in a state semifinal game.
What, do you have a problem with size?
No problem, just interesting.
Maybe. Hey, he's got 1.3 points a game. Maybe he'll get something in his spare time. Driving in is Spencer McQueen, and his two doesn't go. Open on the left side is Levi Birch, and now O'Kane will grab it. 23 seconds to go. Across the timeline, O'Kane. Trying to go coast to coast. Falls to the floor, waltz the rebound, and his putback not going to go. And now O'Kane, one more to pat it. Timeout, Linn County. I believe this will be substitutions for the Mustangs. So starting five will check out, and the Mustangs give their team a standing ovation. And again, this is the first time in 52 years the Mustangs have made the Show Me Showdown. And regardless of the outcome, this is going to be a team that the Mustang faithful is not going to forget for quite a long time. They're hoping it's the foundation.
Definitely not yet. I mean, this is a strong team. This is a team that has a lot of sophomores on it. They'll have a lot of guys. This experience is good.
Trey Harmon, Pablo Nofio, Quinton Corday, Corbin Liebert, and Brendan Ratliff in for Linn County. 8 seconds to go up the floor. Dribbling out, Caleb Schreiner. That'll do it. Jefferson's off to the Class 1 title game with a 62-49 win over the Linn County Mustangs. We'll take a break on the captain, centralmofo.com. Take a look at some of your final numbers, and we'll hear from the Linn County coach, Jason White.
Hi, basketball fans. This is Max Kerno from Max Kerno Chevrolet Buick GMC in Chillicothe. We are proud to support our neighbors to the east, Linn County R1, for advancing to this round in the state playoffs for the first time in over 50 years.
This is Michael Ball, general manager. Come by and see us while you're out watching games during March Madness. Chevrolet has great deals all month on the all-new 2019 Silverado and 0% for 72 months on select models. If you can't make it in, please visit us at maxcurnochevrolet.com.
Good luck to all the teams this weekend, and go Mustangs!
Wright Funeral Home of Brookfield, a family tradition of trust and dignity, has been serving the Linn County area for 130 years. They provide caring service for you and your loved ones, along with pre-need planning and monuments. The latest information on obituaries is always available online at wright-funeralhome.com, and you can sign up for their email notification program with no personal information required. When it comes to funeral planning, you can trust Wright Funeral Home of Brookfield, proud supporters of the Linn County Mustangs.
We're back on the captain, centralmoinfo.com. Linn County Mustang coach Jason White joining us here after a 62-49 semifinal loss. Coach, you knew it was going to be a tough battle against a team that was very balanced. Take me through the game tonight.
Well, they just got out to a quick start. You know, you can't get down 16-0 against a team like this in a game this big and expect to have a shot at it, but you know, I've proud of the boys. They kept playing hard. You know, we took some ill-advised shots there whenever we shouldn't have, but you know, it's these guys just don't quit. They kept playing, you know, to get it back down. Somewhat respectable to me. Great effort by the boys, and you know, it's a very good Jefferson team.
No doubt about it. The effort was definitely there. What made a lot of those shots difficult on you guys?
Well, I mean, you got a 6'7" kid inside with a wingspan of about 8 feet. It's, you know, it's always going to be tough to get shots off inside. And you know, our strength is inside out. You know, Chadley was aggressive with it, but that kid just too long, and you know, they let him play a little bit in there, and that's good, that's fine. But we just, you know, we couldn't convert inside like we normally do, and we knew that was going to be an issue coming in. You know, just like I said, continue to play hard.
Again, Jason White joining us here on CaptainCentralMoInfo.com, the Linn County Mustang coach. Obviously, the effort was definitely some of the positives. What are some of the other positives that you could take away from a game like this entering into tomorrow's third place game?
Well, I mean, it gives us a little experience, you know, playing in this kind of arena. You know, I wouldn't say this is any bigger game than we played in. Every game we take serious and is a big game for us. But, you know, having a little bit of experience now and coming out tomorrow, I can guarantee you that we will be ready to play tomorrow, you know, against St. Elizabeth when they toss the ball up. You know, I thought that we take out the 16-0 lead. I thought, you know, we played fairly decent other than forcing up a couple shots that we shouldn't have taken. But, you know, a lot of people say we shouldn't shoot some shots sometimes that we make. So, you know, you got trust in your kids. It's what got them here, you know, making those tough shots.
What do you got to learn about the St. Elizabeth Hornets during the couple of minutes you got to watch them?
Well, they're big. You know, they set a 1-6-6 guy in there, 6-7. They got two of them. But we just got to play with heart. We got to get out to a better start tomorrow. You know, we got to move the basketball and get them running up and down. Hopefully they are, you know, upset about not playing for a championship. Maybe catch them early. But no, we just got to come out ready to go again. And we will. I know these boys, you know, a lot of them, it's going to be the last game of their career, and I know they're going to be ready to step on the floor and finish with a little bit of Mustang pride.
Jason White, Linn County Mustang coach, joining us here on the CaptainCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, no, not the result, but we'll see you tomorrow morning for the third-place game.
All right, thanks. Thanks for your coverage.
Jason White joining us here on the CaptainCentralMoInfo.com. We'll be right back with some final thoughts.
Feral Gas is your premier propane provider across northern Missouri. The team of local experts at Feral Gas will make sure you've got the propane you need to stay warm this winter. Whether it's for your home, business, or farm, you can rely on Feral Gas to be there when you need them most, with emergency service offered 24/7, 365. So don't miss out on their winter pricing. Give Feral Gas a call today. Feral Gas, proud sponsor of our community's high school athletics.
Eisman Homes has been offering quality modular and manufactured homes to North Central Missouri and throughout the Midwest for nearly 100 years. From the carpet on the floor to the shingles on the roof, Eisman Homes specializes in giving you just what you're looking for in your next home. They have 9 homes on their lot available to tour, or let Eisman special order the home of your dreams. For more information on quality, affordable homes, think Eisman Homes, just east of Chillicothe on Highway 36.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
Are you looking for a place to stay? The Martin House Motel in Brookfield offers affordable, cozy, and comfortable accommodations, and their staff will do their best to make your stay as enjoyable as possible. Martin House Motel offers weekly rates, special discounts on rates, and doesn't charge for children 17 years and under. They offer free wireless high-speed internet, cable TV, and much more. If you're looking for a way to stretch your budget, they can help. That's the Martin House Motel, located at 731 South Main in Brookfield, or call 258-7257 today.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
Let's go ahead and take a look at some of your final numbers here. Again, we're at the Hammond Student Center at the Missouri State University campus down here in Springfield, as Jefferson will play Dora in the Class 1 boys title game tomorrow evening after defeating Lynn County by the score of 62-49. For Jefferson, the Eagles, they improved to 27-4 on the season. They're led by Chase Farnan, getting a double-double, 26 points, 10 rebounds. Nathan Germain with 13. Clay Merrigan with 7. Colby Stoll also with 7. 5 points for Steve Chor, and also 4 for Dalton Luke. Meanwhile, for Lynn County, Chadley Waltz led the way with 12 points. He also had a double-double with 17 rebounds. 11 points from Michael O'Kane, and also Chase White with a total of 18 points. Cade Ward with 8 for the 49 points. And this was just one of those games where it was that Coach White alluded to, it was that 16-0 start. They got themselves in the hole early, and he thought they played relatively well after that point.
I mean, it's tough to just come back from being down and working your way back the entire game. I mean, that is very difficult for a team to do just mentally and physically when, you know, 3 minutes into the game that the majority of this ball game is going to be you just trying to work it back to at the very least tie it up. So that's just tough to begin with for any team, but especially with a team that has the size that Jefferson had down low in Farnan. I mean, he was just unstoppable. They couldn't and didn't have an answer for him.
We're going to take one final break on the Captain, CentralMoFo.com. Thanks to some of our sponsors, and we'll nominate our outstanding player of the game. I think you could probably figure out who it's going to be. We'll tell you next on the Captain.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, students, and coaches of the Lynn County R1 School District are proud of the dedication and perseverance the Lynn County Mustangs show both on the basketball court and in the classroom. The Lynn County Mustang fans are proud of the accomplishments of their student athletes, whether it's through academics, athletics, musical, or artistic talents. For more information about Lynn County R1 School District, visit them online at www.lynncountyr1.com. LynnR1.K12.mo.us. Go Mustangs! MFA AgriService in Browning is there to help you improve your farming operation while lowering your input costs. They provide quality products such as fertilizer, crop protection chemicals, seed, as well as custom apply chemicals, fertilizer, and anhydrous. MFA AgriService in Browning knows that when spring finally arrives and field work starts, everyone will be hustling this season. The Lynn County Mustangs have already proven that hustling and hard work can lead to a successful season. Everyone at MFA AgriService in Browning commends you on your success thus far and wish you success in the state playoffs.
Are you hungry? Well, get over to the Helm Street Inn in Brookfield for fantastic food. Come in on Mondays and find out why everyone is raving about their all-you-can-eat wings. Or stop by on Thursdays for all-you-can-eat boiled shrimp. They also have delicious weekly lunch specials. Enjoy a mouth-watering down-home breakfast on Saturday and Sunday. Helm Street Inn of Brookfield is open from 6 a.m. until 1 a.m. daily and is conveniently located at 107 West Helm Street. Mick, Susie, and the staff at the Helm Street Inn are proud supporters of the Lynn County Mustangs.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Eisman Homes has been offering quality modular and manufactured homes to North Central Missouri and throughout the Midwest for nearly 100 years. From the carpet on the floor to the shingles on the roof, Eisman Homes specializes in giving you just what you're looking for in your next home. They have 9 homes on their lot available to tour, or let Eisman special order the home of your dreams. For more information on quality, affordable homes, think Eisman Homes, just east of Chillicothe on Highway 36.
Buying a home or land is the biggest investment most people will make in their lifetime. Because of all the laws involved in these major purchases, you need someone you can trust to handle your title interests. That's when you call Lynn County Title LLC in Brookfield. They will guide you through your purchase and make sure you're covered. Visit Lynn County Title at 116 North Main Street or call 660-258-2260. And Jamie, Barbara, or Wanda will assist you in all your title needs. Lynn County Title, a proud supporter of the Lynn County Mustangs.
Wright Funeral Home of Brookfield, a family tradition of trust and dignity, has been serving the Lynn County area for 130 years. They provide caring service for you and your loved ones, along with pre-need planning and monuments. The latest information on obituaries is always available online at wright-funeralhome.com, and you can sign up for their email notification program with no personal information required. When it comes to funeral planning, you can trust Wright Funeral Home of Brookfield, proud supporters of the Lynn County Mustangs.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them once again for making this Lynn County Jefferson State semifinal in Class 1 boys possible. Helm Street Inn, Lynn County Title, Wright Funeral Home, Martin House Hotel, Pershing Health Systems, all of Brookfield, Eisman Homes, DQ Precision Planting and Tillage, Max Kernow Chevrolet, all of Chillicothe, Smithfield Fresh Beans Division of Milan, the Lynn County R1 School District, Barrel Gas of Northern Missouri, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keensville, Glasgow, and Paris, MFA AgriServices of Browning, First Missouri Bank of Brookfield, Kearney, Eagleville, Ridgeway, and North Kansas City, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Erie Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia and Online, Samaritan Hospital in Macon, and Science Struggers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. All right, same player to game. Guess who? It's Chase Farnan, the 6'6 junior, finishing again with 26 points, 10 rebounds. He was just a dominant force all game long for the Jefferson Eagles as, again, they improved to 27-4 on the year. They'll play Dora in the Class 1 title game tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, he's just phenomenal. He was fun to watch. Usually someone at that height, too, is they're kind of hit or miss with how well they're able to move on the court and hand-eye coordination, but it was all there. He knew the positioning. He knew exactly what to do, and they converted. A great job by them.
And it's courtesy of Farmers Insurance, Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Big thanks to Jeremy Carr, Spain Dials at the Moberly Motorsports. Says thanks to you for listening as well. Our Show Me Showdown coverage continues later tonight as the Community Lady Trojans will take on the Stanberry Bulldogs in the Class 1 Girls Semifinal right back here on this very same John Q. Hammond Student Center floor. We'll get the pregame started over on Glory 97.3 and CentralMoInfo.com at around 7:55, and the tip-off is scheduled for 8:10. So for Ben and Jeremy, I'm Scott. We'll check in back at over on Glory starting at 7:55. For now, so long from Springfield.